Every single Muslim that we know these days, all the young kids, because they have beef. Why do people have beef? What is beef? Beef means that you want to fight somebody, or you have something that you want to get off your chest. Why do the kids have beef? Number one, due to money. Number two, due to turf. Due to drugs. Due to some woman. Due to fame. Everybody wants to be somebody. Due to pride. Everybody thinks I'm a bad man. No one can step on my shoes. And also the problem of greed. Everybody wants to be in charge of everything. And we see that nowadays the kids, if they can't get a poker, which is a knife, what they call it in Philadelphia, they want to get a gat. They want to get a gun so they can blast somebody. These days, these kids, they're trying to get a 357 Magnum, or a Colt, or a Glock, or a Beretta, or Konovin, the new joint that's coming out of Russia right now, or the Viper Jaws, which is in Jordan. These are some of the top 10 guns. But listen to what the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what he said concerning about this. He said, من حمل علينا السلح فليس منا أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. And this hadith is found in Sahih Muslim, where he said, whoever carries and points a weapon towards us is not from amongst us. We see all that foolishness, man, that's going on in the rap world. The East Coast rappers versus the West Coast rappers. Biggie Smalls, the notorious B.I.G. Tupac Shakur, they had a gun battle. Their crew killed their crew, and their crew killed their crew. Now, they're dead. We have the people trying to promote the West Coast rappers and the West Coast gangsters. The people that live up in Crenshaw and Inglewood. Also in New York City, those who live in Brooklyn and Bedford-Stuyvesant. And also in all those other areas like the Bronx. Everybody's trying to big up their turf. Why? Everyone's trying to pretend that they're from some strong hood, that the people in their hood are representing. What kind of foolishness is this? A Muslim shouldn't be caught up in this foolishness. What hood are you from, akhi? Who is your crew, akhi? Who are the people that are behind you supporting you, akhi? What people do you roll with, akhi? All of this is foolishness, as we hear that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, La tasahib ila mu'minan. He said, do not accompany anybody except a believer. Also the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said in one narration, Al-Mar'u. And in another narration, Al-Rajulu ala dini ala khalilihi fayanzur ahadukum min yukhalil aw kama qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that a person or a man is upon the religion of his friend. So look to see who you take as your friend. So if you have Bubba down the road with cornrows in his head, with gold teeth in his mouth, and he has a Glock and he's always smoking weed, and that's your friend, and he doesn't come to the masjid, then on the day of resurrection, ya ikhwan, you're going to be raised up with these criminals. Is this how you want to end your life? Hanging out with people that have no fear of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Also we find not only is it the East Coast and the West Coast, but now the newer school that's coming out is the Dirty South. Those that are down in Atlanta, in Houston, and St. Louis. Everybody down there wants to be a gangster and a baller and be rolling the big tycooning. This is nonsense, ya ikhwani. Also we find that some of these other groups, they think it's cool to have names for their crew. From amongst them, Fat Joe's group is called what? The Terror Squad. Also we see that Ja Rule's group is called Murder Inc. And then there's other crews out there that ride fancy vehicles, so they call themselves the Rough Riders. Everybody wants to have a name and a turf to call to. We find these same guys, they try to glorify this foolishness with the bling bling or the blingage. So a sign of you being the man on the street is by how much jewelry you have flossing around your neck or on your hand or on your wrist. What kind of gold or platinum do you have in your teeth? The fancy rims that are on your car. Everybody wants to be chrome spinning with the rims that are spinning. So even when you come to the bus station or when you stop at the stop sign, the rims are still chrome spinning. What ignorant fool in the world thought about this, that when you stop, that the rims are still spinning? This is nonsense. I ask you, brothers, I ask you, sisters, is this going to get you into the pearly gates of the paradise by having some chrome spinners on your car that cost $5,000? No. Also, we find the kids that want to get the bling bling, the $10,000 pinky ring on their finger. Also, if they have some money, they want to put some subwoofers and some tweeters into the back of their car so they can put in the fully equipped kit. So when the cars ride by with the booming system, like LL Cool J used to say back in the day, the hotties and the honeys will be looking. A Muslim is not supposed to do this yet, Ikhwan. But yet we see the Muslims, and we see one recently drive up in his SUV, playing one of the songs of Little John, and he had two DVD players in the back seat, and he's playing not the song from the radio or from his tape, but he's playing the DVD version of BET of the video that was cut from his car while he's driving by. What kind of high-tech stupidity is this? Also, everybody that want to get the Sony video games, and we're going to talk about that in a minute, the video games, Sony Station, Xbox, Cube, all that foolishness. Everybody wants to get the GPS tracking. All of this so when they go by, the honeys say, wow, he's a gangster, I want to get with him.